Welcome to the Live Well, Live Long, Stay Well, Stay Strong in Isolation program, where we explore topics to support your health and well-being through the COVID-19 pandemic. Terry with you this week as we talk about motorbikes and riding. Are you a rider? Motorcyclist? Motorbike rider? Or a Vespa head? Did you once ride? Or maybe you're one of those who think temporary Australians whenever you see one. Whatever camp you fall into, motorbikes draw our attention. Hopefully for the right reasons, but they are pretty good at getting our attention. I got the bug back when I was taken to the Ross Rodeo as a kid. Someone had an oval area and for whatever the going rate was, allowed kids to ride mini bikes around the oval. I was immediately hooked. Two wheels and I didn't have to pedal. Maybe you have some sort of similar experience. Perhaps you have always wondered what it's like to ride a powered two-wheeler. As I grew up, motorcycles remained an important part of my life. I joined Tasmania Police and was given the opportunity to be a motorcycle cop. I stayed in that position for 10 years. I served for nearly 22 years and got to do a variety of things. I also served in the Army Reserve and was one of only a few reservists to ride with the Red Knights motorcycle display team. Teaching people to ride safely and enjoy the experience has been a passion of mine for a long time. As a qualified instructor, the oldest student I have trained has been in his mid-70s, proving that you are never too old. More women are taking up riding rather than just being a passenger. They are choosing to be in control themselves. So perhaps if you're considering it, take a longer look and give it a try. One of my messages to you is simple. Whether you ride or not, look for motorcycles on the road. Bikes are small and can easily be hidden by all sorts of things, even parts of your car. So while they can grab our attention for all sorts of reasons, we need to actively look for bikes on the road. Play spot the bike with your grandchildren, in the car, and have them look out for bikes. It will help you, but it will also start them on the great path of being aware of bikes whenever they end up driving. Are you a long-term rider? Have you returned to riding recently? How did you learn to ride originally? What process did you go through to get your license? Are you one of those people who say, I've been riding 20, 30, 40 years, never had an issue, so I must be doing something right? I have met and enjoyed the company of many who have been riding for years but still cannot do a feet-up U-turn. Improving our skills is one of the cheapest ways of ensuring our safety, making our rides more enjoyable and protecting ourselves and families from the pain and heartache of a loss of life or ability. If we look at the expense of improving our knowledge and skills, it is the cheapest form of modification that we can make, yet provides the greatest payback of expenditure. Motorcycles and scooters can provide you with a cheap and effective form of transport that can get you to the shops. They're easy to find parks for, and the smaller examples are cheap to purchase, operate, and maintain. Whatever your outlook on bikes may be, I would ask that you take the time to ensure your safety and all those around you. Next time you see a motorbike and you're curious, don't be afraid to approach the rider and ask him or her about it. You may have heard of the Ulysses Club Incorporated. This was a club formed by Stephen Durnley, who is now passed, and others in December 1983. It is a social club for like-minded people over the age of 40 who have a love for motorcycle scooters, and it has branches all over Australia. The concept has proved so popular that there are now Ulysses Clubs all over the world. I am the president of the Hobart branch of the Ulysses Club, and we organise rides to all parts of the state. Each week we have a coffee morning, midweek ride, a Saturday afternoon ride, and a Sunday ride. People from all walks of life are members, but we all share the common bond of enjoying motorcycling. Whilst the national motto is Grow Old Disgracefully, our rides comply with the law and prevailing weather and traffic conditions. The club aims to do the following. Provide ways in which older motorcyclists can get together for companionship and mutual support. To show by example that motorcycling can be enjoyable and practical activity for riders of all ages. to draw the attention of the public and private institutions to the needs of riders over the age of 40. Membership is subject to approval by the National Committee, and of course you need to be over 40 and hold a motorcycle licence unless you are the partner of a member who holds a motorcycle licence. Should you become a member of the club, it provides subsidies for training, undertaking first aid training and discounts from various businesses, including motorcycle insurance. Our rides cater for all. Whether you're new to motorcycling or an old hand, and whether you can attend rides or not, we even have rides targeted towards adventure bikes. So if you're not a member and you qualify, seriously think about joining Australia's largest social group. Details can be found on www.ulysses.org.au, or if you cannot or do not like accessing internet pages, contact the Hobart Branch Secretary, Ian Bailey, on 0404 857 610. For more information about the Live Well, Live Long program, call 6166 2350 or go to the Clarence or Glenorchy City Council's websites. Hobart FM, supporting our community.